It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bender caught.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give.
Walker. Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. And
yes.
Caught.
Touchdown to Clint Myers. They did it. Amon-Ra St. Brown to the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Monday morning to you. It is the 8th day of April 2024. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports and Network. Ben Glaze, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino. All joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. On BCSN, streaming live on our YouTube page. Got a very interesting text message here. Rumor has it, after all that, Eiserman takes on the full-time president role. Chris Draper becomes GM. Eiserman is firing the coach at the end of the season. It's Brian Murray, Dave Lewis, Rick Carlisle all over again. Remember what happened when those three got fired. Okay. All right. All right. Rumor has it. Rumor has it. Then Chris Draper gets all the blame for everything. Oh boy, I don't know. This GM blame game stuff. It's gotta stop. We're years in the making of this. Anytime we talk about anything Detroit Tigers related, it goes back to Steve Eiserman. How does that happen? I have no idea. It's definitely not me. I did not choose this. That was not a priority for me this morning to debate and go through every single selection. The Red Wings won 3-1 yesterday. So, I mean, I have no issue. I mean, they're going to fight. They're going to make the playoffs. It's going to be a really good learning experience for everybody. Once you're into the tournament, it is what it is. You know, anybody can win it. That's what makes it fun. And we'll see how it goes. And we'll go from there. And that's going to be that. What if they win a playoff series? What if the Red Wings not only get in, but they win a playoff series? For all the people that are calling for Derek Lalonde's head, where will they go? What will they do? That'll be really, really interesting to see what happens. If you do that, if he goes out there and does that, if they make the playoffs and win a playoff series, oh my goodness, can you imagine? Can you imagine? What would they say? How would they somehow blame Steve Eiserman for not winning the Stanley Cup? It'd be crazy. So we just got to, you know, we just keep hope alive. That's all. That's really all we can do. Let's just keep hope alive. All right, what's going on in this? I guess I should probably give out the, you can find us individually on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Feel free to join us. Text the keyword sports radio, send it to 21000, or give us a dial on the Meyer Supercenter guest line 866-838-HUGE, 866-838-4843. What's going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Friday, Sunday is a better window than Saturday, Monday for the Final Four. I mean, the women got it right. The men, starting this thing tonight at 9:20 is going to be real. I mean, I'm just trying to get to bed earlier, and they're not making it any easy on me. Number one, Purdue beat NC State on Saturday night, 63-50. And top-seeded Connecticut beat fourth-seeded Alabama, 86-72. So we get the matchup I think we all wanted. Klingon versus Edie. UConn versus Purdue. Matt Painter for an opportunity at immortality to make it into the Final Four and now to have a chance at the national championship game, and it's all going to run through Zach Edie. I'm not going to lie, I was happy to see NC State lose. I had seen enough of them. South Carolina finishes a perfect season, 38-0, as they won 87-75. A matchup of one seeds, the Gamecocks beating the Iowa Hawkeyes, who end their season at 34-5. Congratulations to Dawn Staley and South Carolina. I read somewhere they're like 109-3 in like the last 3 years or something ridiculous with two national championships. She was fantastic. I thought that her, she really, I was talking a little bit about Tricia Cullup earlier, the Toledo women's basketball head coach. Dawn Staley reminds me a lot of her. They seem to just understand big picture. And that's something a lot of coaches don't really get. And I think it's very important. I think it's very important. I think that their connection with their fan bases, I think their, Dawn Staley took the microphone and thanked Caitlin Clark for what she had done for the game. That's pretty remarkable. And it was a hell of a matchup. Caitlin Clark set a NCAA women's record, 18 points in the first quarter of the game, was held to 30 in total, so cooled off quite a bit there. And that's how they end up losing. John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal with Arkansas. A blockbuster move that is going to shake the landscape. Here's a look at what Cal has done 15 seasons at Kentucky. A 410-123 record. That's a 77% winning percentage. Fourth most wins, fourth best record of any D1 team in the last 15 years. Four Final Fours, a 2012 national title, six regular season titles, six tournament titles. That's SEC tournament titles. And 35 first-round picks, trailing only Coach K at Duke. That's a pretty remarkable resume there for Coach Calipari. Tiger Woods is in line to play in his 26th Masters. If he makes the cut, he will set a PGA record. 24 consecutive cuts made. That's pretty crazy. If he does that, I mean, he's already tied the record of Gary Player and Fred Couples, but was forced to withdraw last year. The 15-time major champion confirmed that he's battling the flu. Woods also dealt with lower back tightness during that tournament. That was during the Genesis Invitational second round in his latest start. We had a start yesterday. Akshay Bhatia earned the Masters spot with his playoff win at the Texas Open, so congratulations to him. Rory McIlroy finished in third place at 11 under par. Bhatia shot 20 under. Nelly Korda defeated Leona Maguire to win the T-Mobile match play. Why this is important, Nelly Korda's won four of her first five events on the LPGA Tour. Exactly what that tour needs is Nelly Korda. Pistons have lost two in a row. They lost to the Grizzlies 108-90 and then followed that up by losing to the Brooklyn Nets 113-103. Four games remaining, three of which are on the road. They're off tonight in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Over in the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings, big winner yesterday, 3-1 over the Buffalo Sabres. That puts them in the second wild card position, trailing the Tampa Bay Lightning by 9 points. More on the standings coming up here. And the Tigers dropped 2 out of 3 to the Oakland A's over the weekend. They won game one on opening day, 5-4. That was exciting. Then lost 4-0 and 7-1 to close down what was a very, very exciting weekend. A very exciting opening day. I mean, the streets were packed. It was impossible to get around. It was like basically like hosting a holiday parade in downtown Detroit. It was a sensational day from our vantage point where I was working, opening day in the afternoon. I mean, the scene was incredible. So we were at the Huntington Bank Tower up at the top floor. There's like the 19th. Well, the 20th floor is actually like the outside deck. It was a little too cold, a little windy to be out there. So we went to the 19th floor, is like an open sort of venue, like party hosting type of deal. And it was awesome. It was awesome to be able to look into the ballpark. The video board is humongous. And shout out to Blake Corum, who threw out a first pitch from the 15-0 national champion Michigan Wolverines. An absolute perfect pitch, exactly how you do it. You take one step, you lob it in there. That's all you got to do. Don't try to go out there and, you know, overdo it. Just lob it in there. Make sure the catcher catches it. You're throwing it 60 feet. It's 20 yards. It's not that hard. Wave to both sides and keep it moving. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this. Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
People ask me all the time, outside of Comerica Park, what are your favorite ballparks? Well, my top five may change from time to time, but one ballpark that's always right at the top, PNC Ballpark in Pittsburgh, where the Tigers play today and tomorrow. Sitting at the confluence of the Monongahela and Allegheny Rivers, where they form the Ohio, PNC Park is an absolute gem. The Allegheny is reachable with a mighty blow from a lefty. The Roberto Clemente Bridge sits out beyond the center field fence. The right field wall is 21 feet high in his honor. It's a small ballpark with an intimate feel. There isn't a bad seat in the house. If you like traveling to new ballparks, PNC is a destination ballpark. Be sure to put it on your short list.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now, back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, encourage you to join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000 sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. All right, a little standings check now as we are getting into the home stretch in both the NBA and NHL. And it has been an interesting ride thus far. Most teams in the NBA are right around the 75 game mark, right? So they're 75 or above, I would say. For the NHL, everybody's in that same sort of wheelhouse, 76 or above for a majority of the National Hockey League. We'll start with the NBA because we have no teams with any sort of ramifications in here right now. So far, what has happened is the Boston Celtics have clinched the league's best record at 62-16. They will have home court again, this time throughout the course of the entire NBA playoffs. And if they can make it to the finals, boy, the Garden is going to be rocking. The Milwaukee Bucks have also punched their ticket in the Eastern Conference. They've clinched the playoff berth. Everybody else trying to figure it out. The Orlando Magic, who played last night, got a chance to watch their game. That was fun. They sit in third place. And I'll tell you this much. Paolo Banchero has got to be the most uncovered, lightly covered, no coverage whatsoever, all-star, verge of superstar in the entire association. Like, there's a couple of guys, Paolo Banchero being one, Anthony Edwards being another, Tyrese Halliburton. This is one of the major injustices that Adam Silver has inflicted on this league. He gets a lot of credit because the players like him, because he bows and bends the knee to the players and to China as well. But this guy, I mean, he has just taken this league and pile-drived it, to use a wrestling term, because I guess there was a big wrestling event last night. I have no idea. But there was, I mean, it's just a pile-driver to the league. And I get that it's a star-driven league. That's fine. But you got to show all the stars. The constant slobbering over LeBron James and the Golden State Warriors. There are plenty. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in OKC, Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, Tyrese Halliburton with the Indiana Pacers. Boncaro with the Orlando Magic. Like, you have to showcase these guys. If Julius Randle's shoulder wouldn't have fallen off, and the New York Knicks would have been in second or third place right now instead of fourth without Randle, I mean, it would be Stephen A. Smith gassing the Knicks all day long when the Orlando Magic are 46-32. That's where they're at. We didn't get a ping pong ball. We didn't get Boncaro. We didn't get a ping pong ball. We didn't get Wemby. And that's the difference. I mean, those are, you know, you miss on the Killian Hayes thing for Tyrese Haliburton, which we've covered ad nauseum here on this program. But you miss, and it just costs your franchise. I can't even imagine if Haliburton was here with Jalen Duren. You can scrap the rest of it. Just give me those two, and we'll figure the rest out on the fly. But you have Boston 1, Milwaukee 2, Orlando, the 3 seed. They have the same record as the New York Knicks on the tiebreaker. Knicks are the 4 seed. Cleveland Cavaliers, who have lost 3 straight, are 46-33. They're in 5th place, followed by the Pacers in 6th place. Now with the NBA's play-in tournament, you have the 76ers in 7th. They trail the Pacers by a game. They have the Pistons coming up. So you got to imagine they're going to win that. The Miami Heat got a chance to watch their game yesterday in which they lost. That didn't make any sense. Like, everybody on their team had more than 18 points. They still lost. And then you have the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks that have both clinched a play-in berth that are either going to flip-flop each other. One's going to be 9 right now. That's Chicago. One's going to be 10. That's Atlanta. And then, you know, eliminated are Brooklyn, Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, and our lowly Pistons. Oh, terrible. On the Western Conference side, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets, and Oklahoma City are all in. You should probably hear more about the Denver Nuggets. I saw that Gilbert Arenas said statistically Nikola Jokic is the worst MVP ever. It has nothing to do. It's not statistically. It's stylistically. And there's a drastic difference. And Gilbert Arenas, as one guy in the group chat said, I asked why anybody would listen to him. He said, because he's got a lot of experience in the league. And I said, that's fine. He also took guns into a locker room. Like, at some point, you have to make sure the elevator's reaching the top floor to buy into that. But statistically, nobody has outperformed Nikola Jokic. You just don't like the style of ball he plays. And that's probably for a myriad of reasons. One that I just won't even go into. But two, you have no idea what you're watching. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Crazy to me. Style, like, nothing about Jokic's style is really, I mean, doesn't get off the ground. He's not flashy. The flashiest thing about him is the fact he'll throw like a no-look tip pass over his head behind his back. But outside of that, like, he doesn't do anything that's like, oh my God, he's not Anthony Edwards when it comes to, you know, for the love of elevation or anything of that nature. So that's why that situation is that it is the way that it is. But yeah, Gilbert Arenas, like, dude, you're crazy. Statistically speaking, guy blows it out of the water. He's probably going to win another MVP. I think SGA's got a legitimate chance at it. He should definitely be in that conversation. I know that ESPN and the NBA are dying for Jason Tatum to take that step. I don't think it happens. The LA Clippers are in 4th. The Mavs are in 5th. Luka Doncic having a hell of a season. He and Kyrie have actually kind of made this thing work, which is very surprising. The Phoenix Suns are in 6th. Remember, they had Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. Like, who's stopping this three? Anytime somebody says that, that's a kiss of death. The New Orleans Pelicans are 7th. The Sacramento Kings are in 8th. Followed by the Lakers and the Warriors are 9-10. The Rockets, Jazz, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, and Spurs have all been eliminated. And boy, oh boy, if we just could have gotten Wemby. Oh, can you imagine if we would have had Wemby? Now, Wemby Spurs had 19 wins. The Pistons had 13 wins. If Wemby's on this team, wow. I don't even know. The guy is just an absolute alien. But that's the way that the NBA standings shake out. Over on the NHL side of things, Red Wings played their 77th game of the season. So they have, along with Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, and Washington, have all played 77. Teams on the outside looking in, the Sabres, Devils, and Flyers have all played 78. So the first four teams in the wild card hunt all have a game in hand to those that are hopping into the race. Now, the Tampa Bay Lightning have clinched. They're already in. It's just a matter of, are they going to get in via wild card, or are they going to get in via division? But either way, they are in. So it's a hunt for the final wild card spot, the number two wild card spot, because in the Atlantic right now you have Boston, Florida, and those two are safe. Toronto, you know, I say they're safe. Toronto could go on a heater right now. They could potentially catch Florida, could potentially catch Boston because they have two games in hand to each of those teams. So those three teams are all in from the Atlantic. In the Metro Division, the Rangers and the Canes have both punched their tickets over 100 points for each. Now, this is where things get sticky because you have the Islanders, the Pens, Capitals, and Flyers all fighting for that last Metropolitan Division spot. And in the Metro, the Islanders have 85 points because they've won four in a row. So the Islanders climb up to the third spot in the Metro Division at 85 points with the Penguins at 83, the Capitals with 83, and the Flyers with 83. Devils and Sabres still not mathematically eliminated with 79 points. Then you have the Detroit Red Wings, who aren't getting in via the division, but still are holding on for a wild card berth. Hopefully, would probably match them up with the New York Rangers. Oh, God, that would be rough. That'd be rough. But that's where we're at right now. Everybody fighting for that second wild card spot, and it is an absolute dogfight. What I like a lot about it is that the games have switched hands so many different times. So many different times. Boston would get the wild card one. Florida would get Toronto. The Rangers would get the Wings, and then the Canes would get the Islanders. My goodness. We got a win down the stretch. Got some more text messages to get to, plus want to talk about March Madness. We'll do that next year. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Miss any of today's show? Find our podcast and listen on demand on Google, Apple, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast. Now, back to X's and Bros with Anthony Bellino here on the Michigan Sports Network.
We're going to talk a little March Madness, but we got a text message here. And I want to get to this text. Where did all the Howard will be a star head coach? I didn't say he'd be a star head coach. You want him in your living room? I did say that. Because there are so many smart people and not so smart fans who knew Howard would never work from day one, but some forget that. We didn't know that Howard was not going to work from day one, and Howard was an AP Coach of the Year, as well as a Big Ten Coach of the Year. And had some good runs. And had he been able to get Terrence Shannon Jr. and Caleb Love, maybe we're not even having this discussion. But that didn't happen, so it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, if you want to go tit for tat, Zach Wilson, Malik Willis at 2, Malik Willis at number 2 overall, we can do that. We can go down that road. We don't want to argue about that, though. Somehow Steve Yzerman got brought into this. Also won a GM of the Year award, something Al Avila never won. But, you know, I know that a lot of people want to go back to, oh, he didn't draft Stamkos, but he did draft Nikita Kucherov, Andrei Vasilevsky, Braden Point, Andre Palat, Anthony Cirelli. So, I mean, like, yeah, there's some pretty good picks there. And as far as I know, it takes more than one guy to win a hockey game and more than one guy to win a Stanley Cup. So, I mean, we can nitpick all we want. We can do that if you want to do that. I don't want to do that today. That's not exactly what I'm looking forward to doing. Apologies on being wrong on Juwan Howard. My bad. Thought it would work out. Didn't work out. But understand that it didn't work out, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm allowed one miss a decade. If that was the miss, then that was the miss. Maybe that was more hope. There's no reason it shouldn't have worked out when you think about it. Outside of what Ryan and I had discussed after the article from Brendan Quinn came out, the one-on-one interview. And, look, like it didn't work out. And that's okay. Into college basketball, we'll stay in that realm. A very, very busy weekend of both the men's and women's Final Fours. The women's Final Four being played in Cleveland. The men's Final Four being played in Phoenix, Arizona. And let's get into Saturday night's contest. We had Zach Edey taking on DJ Burns, and the story that was the NC State Wolfpack, what a magical run they had. I mean, the last month of their year has been insane. But for DJ Burns, 4 of 10 from the field, gotten some foul trouble early, played just 27 minutes. They were trying to figure out, you know, a way to get him in there. Had 8 points, 1 rebound, and 4 assists. DJ Burns, for a lot of people really like him. I don't. I'm not a fan. I don't think that he does anything incredibly well. I think that he plays bully ball for his size because he's, what, 6'8", 6'9", and 300 pounds. Like, that's fine. Some people are like, oh, man, he'd be a great offensive tackle. I don't know. I have a question eventually. Like, at some point, like, the height thing on offensive line, unless your quarterback is Josh Allen height, like, Kyler Murray takes sacks, and he's got some elusiveness, but he takes a lot of sacks because he's small. He's small. If Tua didn't have Tyreek, he'd probably take a little bit more sacks too, but at that point, just like, screw it, throw it. Like, he'll be down there somewhere. He'll just don't underthrow him, and he'll go run, catch the ball. Russell Wilson. Now, there's a reason Russell Wilson takes more sacks than anybody, and that's because he's small. At what point do we need to have these offensive linemen that are just gargantuan centers at the college basketball level? Like, DJ Burns said he has no interest in playing football. Of course not. Like, just because he's got good feet doesn't mean he's got the mental capacity to be able to try to move people. Like, I don't think DJ Burns is going to be a pro. Sorry. Number 3 recruit out of his class in the state of South Carolina. The number 1 recruit that year was Zion Williamson. Just to put in perspective how old DJ Burns is. Right? So you have that aspect of it as well. And that's something that, you know, people need to realize a little bit as we're discussing these things, because he was playing a lot of bully ball because he was bigger than most or the same size and just outweighed everybody. He ran into somebody who's bigger than him and Zach Edey. And Zach Edey, just a smooth 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and only shot 2 free throws. So it's not like, I mean, he was... DJ Burns is playing him left shoulder. The fact that DJ Burns is overplaying him left shoulder, which what that means is that when Zach Edey catches the ball, let's say we're looking at the basket from behind the hoop. Like, let's say that the camera's on top of the rim. Zach Edey's catching the ball on the right-hand block, and he's putting the ball down with his right hand, and he's lowering his left shoulder. When you say somebody's guarding you left shoulder, you guard left shoulder because they want to go right hand. And DJ Burns overplaying him on that left shoulder. And Zach Edey refused to just simple drop, step, spin, move, 1 dribble, left hand. Like, I don't know what was going on there, but it was bothering the hell out of me. The one good thing that Zach Edey was able to do was able to find some players on the outside, Fletcher Lawyer being one of them, Lance Jones being another. Those guys working the ball around, and 13 assists on 22 made shots from the field. Seemed kind of light, 22 of 55, 40% from the field. They were 40% from 3, 90% from the free throw line, just 9 of 10 from the free throw line. So you really couldn't complain about the fouls too much outside of the fact that NC State shot 4 free throws in the game, but they shot 36% from the field and 26% from 3. And Purdue lost the turnover margin. But they out-rebounded them 41-28. And Zach Edey with the blocks, you know, it was like, it's just too much. And that's why, like, all the hype around DJ Burns, good story, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't care about guys walking down the tunnel with a dude with a boombox. Like, that doesn't do anything for me. That's not going to win you games. I don't care about swag. I don't care about style. I want substance. I want you to do more and say less is what I want. And that's why Purdue won. Now, on the other game, basically everything that Coach Barlow had told us from a scouting report came true. That was really it. I mean, Alabama shot 23 three-pointers. Over half of their shots from the field were from the long line, and they shot 48% from three. They were 9 of 11 from the free throw line. UConn was 14 of 18 from the stripe, shot 40% from three. They were 10 of 25 in comparison to Alabama's 11 of 23, so a little bit less on the percentage, but only one less made three. And Klingon, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 blocks. Like, that's what we're going to see. Guard play, all 5 starters from UConn scored in double figures. And, you know, Mark Sears, the Ohio product, the guy that was recruited by Coach Barlow, finished with 24 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Alabama style got them there. They don't play a lot of defense, but they do shoot a lot. That's all fine and dandy, but I don't necessarily agree. I mean, Kurt Goldsberry did a really good graph, and it was like, my, how the game has changed. And it was showing the shot charts. And I don't know. I think that I don't think a 15-foot shot is a bad shot. And we saw it in the women's game yesterday where, you know, you're just leaving somebody wide open at the free throw line, daring them to shoot, and they can't knock it down. Like, you got to practice it over and over and over again. Like, the death of the mid-range, I get it. Like, do 18-footer, take a dribble and, you know, step back and then try to shoot the three. Okay, I guess. But if you shoot it from 18 feet better than you shoot it from 23 feet, then shoot it from 18 feet. But we definitely got the national championship game that we wanted, at least in my opinion. This is the one I wanted. Zach Edey, Edey versus Klingon. Like, let's go head-to-head, two big fellas, you know. And Donovan Klingon has been, you know, at 7'2", 280. He's been dynamite. All season, 13 points, 7.5 rebounds a game. He's going to have his work cut out for him. And it's going to be awesome to watch. Like, there isn't anything else. You know, Edey, on the other hand, averaging 25 and 12 at 7'4", 300. Like, this is the matchup that everybody wants. Let's see these two big guys. A little throwback to the big man game, right? Like, the actual size, the big man matters here. This is good. Maybe a little pushback on the three-point long ball revolution here for tonight's national championship game. And I'm excited. I hope that I'm not excited about the broadcast being on TBS. I don't understand why it's not on CBS. I need somebody to explain that to me. Like, you'd think you'd want this thing on as many television sets across the country as possible. Right now, the Huskies are a 7-point favorite, the over-under 145.5. That's interesting. You look at 72, 73 kind of games, what they're saying? Okay. All right, I can get down with that. UConn was the number one overall seed. Purdue was the number three overall seed in the NCAA tournament, so this works out really well. Boilermakers in the Big Ten were 18-4. 30-4 over against teams that are over 500. So it's not just like they were beating up on bad teams. They were beating good teams. UConn averages 82 points a game scored, which is 13 more points per game than Purdue. So Purdue's going to want to slow it up, obviously, as Coach Barlow told us. Can UConn up the pace a little bit? And what happens now, where the UConns are 10-0 in their last 10 games, averaging 81 points, 40 rebounds, 21 assists, like, they're shooting 50% from the field. Their opponents have averaged 62 points a game. Is there a way that Zach Edey, taking on Donovan Klingon, the biggest matchup of both of their lives, is there a way that Klingon can neutralize Edey? Because you don't have to double the post when you have 7-footer on 7-footer. Like, that's it. Like, you just got to let those two guys work. As long as they all stay out of foul trouble. And that's really what it comes down to for me. Like, I want both of these teams to stay out of foul trouble. Both of them. Like, I don't want the refs to be involved. I want, like, 9 total fouls called in the game. Like, let's not shoot free throws. Let's play. Let the big fellas get after it down low. Let them bang on the inside. And let's see, like, let's see if this, if these two teams, how they match up. Like, let's get into it. Like, I'm 100% good with that. That's what I want to see. That's what I hope we see. I would give the edge to the guard play of Connecticut. You know, Lance Jones is going to have to come up big for Purdue once again. Braden Smith, the sophomore, has been electric. He's going to have a good day, not only offensively, but guarding. Right? And let's see these two teams go at it. I am more than excited for tonight's game. More than excited. Do we have a gut feeling on who's going to win this thing? Ryan, you got a call? You know who's going to do it? Is it going to be UConn? Is it going to be Purdue? Is Purdue going to snap the streak for the Big Ten? The other thing about this, since Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans won it in 2000, there has been this big, grand narrative, idea, talking point. Oh, the Big Ten can't win the national championship, right? It's all anybody wants to talk about. It's been 24 years. It's been 20 years. It's been 15 years. You go back in time, and every single year, it's the Big Ten can't win it. I didn't know the Big Ten was like, look, we've ran into some buzzsaws. The Big Ten has had some really good years. This was a relatively down year for the conference overall. I mean, we just had some teams there that, you know, you look at the bottom of the, you know, look at Rutgers. Look at Maryland. Look at Penn State. Look at Michigan. I mean, Michigan historically bad as a single digit winning team. I mean, Indiana 19-14. 10-10 in conference play with Michigan State and Iowa. Wisconsin. I mean, that was a 12-5 that was set up to fail from the beginning. I mean, James Madison, the winningest team in the country, getting Wisconsin in round one, that one felt like it was too easy. Purdue, Illinois, great. Up at the top, I mean, Keisei Tominaga, Nebraska seemed like they were going to be really easy to neutralize. Northwestern, I wasn't impressed with. Wisconsin, talked about them. Indiana didn't really move the needle for me. Like, for me, it was Purdue and Illinois and then kind of everybody else. Then the bottom portion of that bracket was an absolute disaster. That was it. That was it. So, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. Maybe Purdue can get it done. You know, for UConn to get back there, back-to-back years, that's like some next-level success there for Coach Hurley. Happy for him. Wonder what Bobby thinks about all Dan's success. No, I'm teasing. I know they're rooting for each other. They're brothers. Why wouldn't they? But for Matt Painter, if Paint can get it done, for all those alumni that went through that school that are looking forward to this type of contest, this type of matchup, this type of game between these two clubs, it's going to be perfect. I just hope that it's a very, I think it's a, as long as the refs don't play a part in this thing tonight, I think we're set up for some really, really good basketball. I think we got a good mix of everything. We got good guard play. We got wings that can shoot it. We've got big men. Like, this to me seems like a little bit of a throwback game. So if you have maybe turned away from basketball for whatever reason, because you're tired of guys just running up the floor and chucking a three, I would suggest you turn this game on. 9:20 tonight on TBS. I know, I'm right there with you. I'm not trying to stay up late to watch this anyways, but we got to be dialed in for this one. Dialed in for it. Because this has all the makings of why you love basketball in the 90s. Because it's got everything. It really does. I think you're going to see some guards really defend. It seems like both teams aren't affected by the football stadium shooting. You know, knocking down shots in the Final Four. That's great. That sets up really nicely for the national championship. Both teams can shoot at a decent percentage, especially from deep. And you've got yourself the best mix for the Natty. So who are we taking? We'll throw it up on the poll. Heads up, no spread. UConn or Purdue. Who wins tonight's 2024 men's basketball national championship, TBS, 9:20. Be there, be square. I'm excited for that. Also taking place tonight, I think that's really it on our schedule of events. We'll have the Tigers. They will be in action tonight, taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates, as you heard the wonderful Dan Dickerson talking about PNC Park, one of his favorite ballparks. That's a 6:40 first pitch there for the Detroit Tigers. Maybe they can get back into the win column. That would be nice. As we had mentioned, the Detroit Pistons are going to be off tonight. They're off tonight as they will go to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. That game is tomorrow, and the Red Wings will be off tonight as well, as they will continue this this home stretch run to try to make the playoffs. And they have a monstrous game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Washington Capitals, a game that I believe that everybody will be tuned in for. You have Washington, Pittsburgh, Washington at home, I should say, Pittsburgh and Toronto on the road Thursday, Saturday, and then Monday, Tuesday, a back-to-back against Montreal. You're going to need the points in those final two games, but really, the season kind of comes down to tomorrow and Thursday, so we'll have full coverage of those couple of games there as we look forward to, hopefully, the Detroit Red Wings being able to make a push and secure their berth as a wild card into the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Hey, folks, want to remind you, we got a big fight coming up this weekend as well. A very big fight, UFC 300. Can you imagine? There's been 300 of these things, and they're going to keep on going. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the UFC, is giving you the chance to get in on the action with a knockout offer for every fight fan. New customers can bet on any UFC 300 bout and turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. That's right. From the much-anticipated title fight between Pereira and Hill to the exciting undercard bouts, DraftKings has you covered, and new customers can rack up those bonus bets right now. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code HUGE. New customers bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Only using the promo code HUGE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus. Physically present in Michigan. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. For Ben and Ryan, I'm Anthony. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Michigan Sports Network.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddyThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FREDI ThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
huge here. AB's doing a heck of a job, and I'm ready to drop some huge opinions about what he's talking about later today at 3 on the Michigan Sports Network.